website is now going year round. And one of the features that's attracting loads of interest from partners like BBC is the book sorter. And I don't know if any of you used this last year. We introduced it as an experiment with our heart absolutely in our mouths as to whether it was going to work and whether anybody was going to use it. So children can, look, as they're going through the summer reading challenge and at any time of year, can log their age, their gender and what they're reading. And we watched with mounting excitement last year as day on day the tally of books that they were logging rose, and it rose to 100,000 by the end of the challenge, and 48,000 children had logged their profiles. So the book sorter is creating a huge crowdsourced reading recommendation list, and it shows what today's children really like reading, children from every kind of community, not just those who can afford to buy books. So it's a very powerful peer recommendation resource, children themselves, but also for their parents and their teachers. So in 2013, the book sorter will be optimised so that it will work on any kind of mobile device. And the website will also feature librarian bloggers and content from some of our very top writers who massively support what libraries are doing with the Summer Reading Challenge. Mike Rosen, Cresta Cowell, Liz Pichon, Charlie Higson, Frank Cotterboyce, Frank Lampard, who's now an author, are all going to be on the website doing really exciting things. So the challenge has a 3-year development plan. The themes will now be decided 2 years ahead. So 2014 will be illustrated by the amazing Sarah McIntyre and is a contemporary twist on myths and legends. And 2015 will have an animals theme. There's an important new dimension to the plan about schools' engagement, because we believe that the challenge is a huge platform for much more joined-up work all year round between public libraries and schools. So Yvonne is leading for YLG Scotland and discussing that it with Education Scotland. And this slide shows the links to the Curriculum for Excellence. There's a raft of other important new partners engaged in helping increase the challenge's impact. Times Education and Supplement are coming on board for the first time this year. CBBC will be massively supporting it through Blue Peter. Children's University, National Association of Teachers of English. It's really going well. So my next big what-if innovation example relates to adult literacy. 6 years ago, we had another big what-if moment. What if you could apply that powerful six-book challenge structure, an incentivized challenge, to help another audience we're really passionate about, and I know librarians are too, adults with poor literacy skills? We have a really shocking literacy problem as a society. In Scotland, the figures say that a quarter of the working age population struggles with literacy, and a recent report puts the prison population's functional, those in prison who struggle with functional literacy as 81%. That is really, really scary, and Mark, I thought, talked really well about that yesterday and your role in tackling that. So our what-if thinking resulted in the creation of a six-book challenge, which many of you will be familiar with because it's run in many Scottish organisations. So it's for people aged 16 plus, and it's all about introducing reading for pleasure. Participants read six books, they get a certificate at the end, and they keep a reading diary along the way. We worried a lot when we set it up about whether adults would find getting a certificate patronising. But at the very first awards ceremony, which was in Glasgow, I realised there was absolutely no need to worry, because a hugely mixed group came to get their certificates. And it was a huge range from people with learning disabilities to professional-looking people you would never, ever guess had a problem with literacy. Loads of them were in tears, because if you've never read a whole book, let alone six, or ever received any kind of qualification or any